Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio, Inc., a League of Nations among other Internet radio talk stations, Voices of the People, United We Roar. Today is December 14th, 2007. And now, from 2 to 2:30, let me present to you Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein and Martha Trowbridge in Happiness for Women Only. Good afternoon, ladies.
Good afternoon. We're delighted to be with you. Our show today is Happiness and Unhappiness During the Holidays. And hi, I'm Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein, positive psychologist and the person that developed the Enchanted Self, all the ways to help you have more happiness, purpose, and meaning. And my wonderful co-host is Martha Trowbridge, inspirational writer for women. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Barbara and Lillian. Good afternoon.
It's great to be back, and we certainly have a timely subject. It's not always easy to stay happy during the holidays, and we're supposed to.
Well, Barbara, also, just listening to you talk a moment ago, the expectations for happiness at this time of year are huge. And when you don't feel happy, and in fact, if you're feeling a little blue, the contrast between what you're expected to feel and what you do feel can be very devastating.
Oh, it really can. Even myself, yesterday was an incredibly dark day here physically. You know, there was no sunlight. It was bleak. And I was thinking to myself, gee, there's almost nothing that could make me happy today. But I know I'm happy. I know I'm supposed to be. And in fact, I couldn't argue really either way. I just had to have the courage to be in a kind of place where I was for yesterday,
mm-hmm.
knowing that it would pass and lift. And, you know, there are so many burdens this time of year. For me, it's partly involved in visiting my aging mother. But for other people, it's the parties, it's the presents that have to go out to the mail, it's the decorating at home. Your house is supposed to look so charming and beautiful, you know, and even today on one of the early shows on TV, this lovely, pretty, perfect young lady is showing how you can put these wonderful Christmas ornament balls and all these vases all over your house. And I'm just thinking, yeah, and if you're in a bad mood, you just want to smash them. So,
and how many people, especially women today with all the demands upon us, how many of us really have the time and the energy? We may have the wish to do it. But realistically, how many of us do have that time and space and energy?
I find that my clients and the friends and everyone I know claim that they have less time and less energy than 10, 15 years ago, and it's
right.
not just an aging process.
No, and it's really scary. It's really, I think, technology has so much to do with it. It's just eaten us up alive.
That's right. And so we have to work our way through this. I'm going to talk first from the end of someone like myself who I would consider in good mental health, but just a real person experiencing the stresses of life. And we're going to go from that category to the woman who may have had some real trauma and really, really is struggling to find her place within the band of what we would call normal moods and reactions and so on. So let me first talk a little bit from the wavelength of the average person who really is reasonably happy. You know, she's either married or not married, but she's reasonably content. Her kids are either grown up or they're half grown up, and they're basically doing okay, if not great. She's not with a disease that she knows of in her body, et cetera, et cetera. So what happens? It's going to be the holidays, and she has to get together with, let's say, her in-laws. And she's not thrilled because there's a brother-in-law or a sister-in-law that seems to ask the wrong question. There are conversations that seem to always go back to the wrong topics. And all sorts of minor dysfunction. These are not critical things, but they're minor. So what are some of the ways that we help women stay in a positive mood in just ordinary celebratory functions that we're going to have to do? Well, one way is through simply the wisdom secret of knowing what's right for yourself. And Martha and I have discussed in earlier shows about some of the wisdom secrets that we really do know if we just let ourselves remember them. You know that if you've had 5 hours of sleep, you're not going to feel nearly as great with a crowd on a holiday as if you get a good night's sleep. Maybe you're not going to feel as good if you don't get your hair cut or colored. Maybe if you don't get a manicure. Whatever it is, there are certain things that if you think and program ahead, you probably can make sure they're going to happen to your advantage. Right, Martha?
Oh, absolutely. And sometimes it's a very small thing you can do for yourself that will switch your mood state, which is always such a delight to discover. You can feel so terrible. And just do this one small self-comforting thing, and your spirit lifts, and the world does not seem as hopeless and dark as it did earlier in that day.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I forgot what actually started me up yesterday, and I'm going to tell it because I think it's significant to so many women. I'm very attached to one of my grandmothers, and I tend to focus on her in my memories and in my discussion and pictures and everything. But I was walking around my house, and I found a picture of my other grandmother when she was maybe about 35 to 40 with her children. It was, you know, one of those formal portraits they used to do. And I was staring at her and recognizing certain family resemblances. But more than that, I felt like she was sending me encouragement. And it was a very powerful reaction. Hello? Hello?
Oh, Barbara.
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you ask me a question?
I heard the telephone ring in my husband's office. We're psychologists together. And I was sure I was alone in outer space with my grandmother, Babu Becker. I was afraid that it all happened and I was in some twilight state. I'm sorry.
No, I thought that maybe I was gazing out the window at our snowstorm, and
anyway,
I thought that I zoned out and you asked me a question, and there was this dead space here.
So anyway, you see, these are real women with real things.
We sure are.
But this woman gave me a sense, I don't know what she fed me, but maybe just a sense like to carry on, just carry on, that she carried on. If it wasn't for her, my father wouldn't have been born, I wouldn't have been born. And there was something pleasing that got through and was very, very helpful. So when you talk about something small can really help during the holidays, it can be as small as coming home to one of your pictures of an ancestor that really has energy for you. It can be wearing a certain pair of clothing or a piece of jewelry that has positive energy. It can be calling a special friend and chatting for an hour. So,
you know,
many,
Barbara, excuse me, when you say that, I'm thinking of this is a great time of year to reconnect with old friends with whom you've had great times, even if it's 20 years ago. Look somebody up from the past that you remember laughing with and having a great time, and I'm sure that person would be delighted to hear from you, and it sets both of you up for some wonderful memories, memory sharing.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's terrific. And speaking of calling someone out in the past, really is lending itself to the other thought I had for the person who is basically healthy and well, but just concerned about the minor dysfunction that lurks in her own family unit.
Boy, Barbara, I'd like to become that woman. How do I do that?
Well, you may very well be her and not even recognize one thing, which is a whole nother topic.
Right.
You know, but I can't fully tell you the whole prescription. But
you can't, but you're a PhD. You're supposed to have all the answers.
But on the other hand, I mean, you're probably so much closer than you recognize, because that's what I found with my women clients. that really it's one or two irritants or environmental factors or maybe a habitual way of thinking that really are dragging them down rather than their whole being.
And even though they feel or they sense or fear, F-E-A-R, fear, that it's their whole being, in fact, there's just a little tinkering that needs to be done that can reset the whole picture for us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my one client who thought she was nothing, I mean, her husband told her for 20 years, she's nothing.
Oh, that's, you know, Barbara, that is very damaging.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yes. Once she was divorced and she started to make friends, plans and friends with girlfriends and stuff, and she flew off to islands for weekends, and they went to see all sorts of sports events and whatever they did. You know, there was nothing wrong with her. There was nothing wrong with her except she didn't like to camp in the wilderness in his dirty camper with the two teenage kids. You know.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, Barbara, I live in the country, my dear. I'm surrounded by that,
so,
that whole
yes,
scene. But, you know, I understand what you're saying. And for that particular woman, when she realizes that it is not intrinsically some lacking within her, what happens often is the anger and the grief to think that we allowed ourselves to live in such dreadful conditions for so long. There can be a real grieving period.
Yep.
When you do realize.
Absolutely. You're right. We can grieve for a little. Yes, and then that's something we should come back in January and try to discuss some of this.
I think so.
Because it's so relevant. But going back now to one more adjustment, and that is, you said call a friend from 20 years ago. Well, another simple solution during the holidays is to make sure you have at least one guest at all your family affairs that is not part of the dysfunctional or the minor dysfunctional unit. So it could be a neighbor, it could be a family that needs to be invited through a church or something, or it could be a couple friend that you like that their kids live out of town, whatever. As soon as you bring in the people that are not practiced in the unique minor dysfunctional garbage of a particular family, whether it's put-downs, insults, whether it's the ways people look at each other, the size, the noises, anything.
The disrespect.
Right. Once that is neutralized by strangers, it's amazing how people behave because people don't want to be caught exposed with their stuff in front of people who are not part of the inner group. There seems to be a natural mechanism to upgrade.
Absolutely, and also to impress the stranger that they're just the most wonderful host or hostess. It really is amazing how it works.
And you'll find that even the kids, the cousins, whoever, you know, they may still get silly and whatever, but there's less tendency for certain habitual things to happen because there are outsiders there.
You know, as you talk, Barbara, I'm thinking of it, I never did before, as a disciplining force, a disciplining presence to have somebody else there.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, getting people to behave the way they should behave.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Now, in the old days, when people sat for full dinners every night with their families and learned how to put their napkins in their lap and so forth, some of this was more ritualized anyway because it was practiced so many hundreds of times. But in a lot of families currently, they don't even have really social behaviors worked out. You know, it's sort of sloppy Joe, pick up a hamburger kind of thing. And so people have these high expectations. This is going to be finally 24 hours of family life, just like I always wanted it. But no one's trained.
Right. And that goes back to, I think, parents failing in their obligations to rear their children properly.
Well, I'm sure that there's some of that involved. You know, that's a whole other discussion on particularly the United States. But meanwhile, let's slide this along and as we go through our next 10 minutes or so. Set it up, Martha, a little bit for the woman who's really coming out of something, or maybe she is still in something, but it's also the holidays for her, and she has to get ready.
Yes, there. This, as we mentioned at the outset, this tremendously huge expectation of bliss and joy and happiness and peace and fulfillment and so on. And when you're feeling not very good about your life for whatever the reason, the gap can just swallow you up and make you feel more depressed. And my suggestion is, if you don't have the spirit to celebrate, and also if you don't have family near you, family you feel good about, or warm friends, and you find yourself alone during the holiday season, which is reality for many, many, many women, I think what we can all do is go within ourselves to find some quiet time and a quiet space, and whatever in the past, if it doesn't make you feel good now, just try to create a beautiful small space for yourself around you with candles or flowers or whatever it is that makes, that has, if you're not, as I said, when you're depressed, you don't feel much good about anything, but if you can try to remember what used to bring you joy, set up a space and make a date with yourself to be very quiet and to do some meditation and find something, however tiny it is, within you that you recognize, that you cherish, and just imagine and amplify and celebrate that good feeling inside you, however small it is. Light the light within you and celebrate its existence. And if you can do this on a disciplined way throughout the coming months, by next holiday season, chances are that you will have done your inner work and done some what I call reconstruction of your sacred inner universe, so that next year you will be in a much better place emotionally and spiritually, and likely have connected with people who are meaningful to you with whom you can share the holidays.
Now, don't you actually have some exercises so people, women can go sort of step by step through these inner experiences?
I do have them, and if I could, maybe by the holidays I could post some on my website. There aren't any there now, but that is a good idea to see if I could get some up to just, I think that the whole thing is to not, no matter how awful you feel, just have a voice or write it down on a piece of paper and just remind yourself that if this isn't the best holiday of your life, it doesn't mean you're condemned forever and ever, amen, to be miserable on the holidays. Because once you get into that kind of negative thinking, you just are set up for hopelessness, which is the worst, the absolute worst experience, I think, of all our human experiences, to feel hopeless.
It is.
And none of us are. I mean, I think if a woman has the strength to listen to our conversation today, she has within her some hope. She has hope that there is something that can be done, and that's where it all begins, is to foster that hope and to nurture it and cherish it. And even if you only, this is in an extreme situation, even if you only can feel good for 30 seconds that day, celebrate that those 30 seconds you were able to feel good, and know that you can take those 30 seconds and expand and develop them as time goes on.
That's very, very good, Martha. That's really, really good advice. And I think that we can all practice that, and we can all practice from the very healthy woman who's just eager to upgrade some of the sour moments on the holidays to the woman in tremendous pain. There's something else, and science has now supported what religion has known for thousands of years, and that is altruism and giving and the gift of giving. So that another thing to do, I would suggest, along with going inside of yourself, is force yourself outside of yourself to give maybe two or three presents to somebody somehow. And that's also hard if your mood isn't really, you know, in a wholesome place.
Right.
I had a client who was really struggling with this, and she made a decision to buy these little teddy, little small teddy bears for like $3 each. She bought three or four that Christmas season, and she randomly gave them out. You know, could be someone in front of her in the shopping line, could be somebody in her gym class that she has stood on a piece of equipment near but never really talked to, and she just got rid of all of them. And she loved it. You know, you just can't believe how someone can experience a treat getting a $3 teddy bear that they didn't expect.
Absolutely, and I think we have no way of knowing what an amazing impact we've made on that other person's life. I mean, that other person could have been contemplating suicide and just thinking some stranger gave a hoot enough to notice her, to do something kind for her, and I think that's the most wonderful thing any of us can do for our fellow women, is to reach out and show that you care about them.
That's right. So we have, we're dabbling in a number of things that really can help the mood of happiness, the feeling of happiness. And I think another wisdom point is doing what we need to do during the holiday season and avoiding what we don't need to do. You know, you don't necessarily have to bake everything that's in Ladies Home Journal or Woman's World this week. Look, you know, you can buy. It may not have quite the freshness of, you know, someone's most special cookies that melt in your mouth.
Barbara, you're getting me hungry.
Yes, I'm getting myself hungry, but we really don't, I think women tend to forget that there are so many services that really for the same money, I mean, if you have a place like Costco or one of these national outlets near you, I couldn't make a cake that they can sell for, say, $12, a cheesecake. I can't even buy the ingredients.
Right, that's so true.
And the
cost of the utilities for your propane or electricity or whatever to cook it for an hour. Right.
So sort of judging what you have to do and what you can avoid doing will help in the experience of happiness, because it all goes back to replenishment and being able to even go to sleep at midnight instead of 4 a.m.
Well, speaking of replenishment, I think every woman needs to promise herself to make more time for herself, regardless of how difficult it is. It's just something we need. We need time and we need quietude. And we just don't have enough of either. It's insane. We're just making ourselves all crazy.
That's right. And particularly those with little kids, mm-hmm. or even animals, other, you know, they're responsible constantly to other pressures. And you just don't even know how to go into the bathroom and lock the door and really have privacy.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
It's a terrible loss.
So
doing what we need to do and understanding what's right for ourselves are really two valuable wisdom secrets that come out of many sources. I've incorporated them in The Enchanted Self, but they've been known for thousands of years. We just have to keep relearning them. And I think that if we can help women recognize that they are permitted to enjoy this season, you know, we're not just slaves. We're not just set up so everyone else enjoys the season. And a lot of women don't realize that, for example, even wrapping presents, it's a wonderful thing. If you take 3 hours and you enjoy the solitude of music in the background and fluffing up bows and stuff, that's great. But if you're up to 3 a.m. because you think everything has to be wrapped, rather than, now some people listening will think I'm insane, but I think the best thing is that my daughter somehow got the message from me, and we celebrate Hanukkah, and I was so happy that we all had permission to bring everything in black plastic bags. You know, and the kids could care less.
Well, there's also a gift wrap option if you can afford it, too, that many companies offer
We were already down, you know, we were already doing the Target lower level. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't say lower level. I don't mean, you know, but the inexpensive places. So the places we were shopping in were not gift wrapping.
Mm-hmm.
So the garbage bag was very, very useful.
Right.
Now, some families can't tolerate that. I'm not telling you to do it. But I'm just saying that every situation has its ways that it can be made more habitable for that particular family and that particular woman who's getting stressed.
Far less strenuous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our program today for happiness. Maybe
and so, Barbara, we have to report back after the holidays to see if we took our own advice.
Well, I'm trying. We already celebrated Hanukkah, and we really are included only on the fringe areas. We're always thrilled if friends invite us once or twice for Christmas functions. But basically, we're in the outer sphere, and we often spend Christmas Day watching there's a program, there's a movie that we absolutely adore called A Christmas Story or The Christmas Story.
About the little boy?
About the little
boy. Billingsley with that BB gun?
Yes.
Oh, you love that movie?
Your eye out. Love that movie.
It's so nostalgic.
It's so nostalgic. And they end up, the dogs come and eat the turkey that the mother has prepared, and she's crying, and everyone's wrecked. The only place they can go out for dinner is a Chinese restaurant,
right.
And the Chinese waiters try to sing to them a carol, but their pronunciation is a little bit off, and, you know, they have a wonderful Christmas Day. Anyway. Despite all, and maybe that's really the message, that despite all, you connect with people and you share love and warmth, and then it's a holiday. It's special.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope everyone out there can do that. Hope you can, Martha, and I'll try.
Okay.
And we should just remind people that, again, I'm Dr. Barbara Becker Holstein. I have a new book, The Truth. I'm 10, I'm smart, and I know everything. And a girl's version of the same book for 8 to 12-year-olds with new questions and a new introduction and some new sections and some slightly more sophisticated sections removed called The Truth, I'm a Girl, I'm Smart, and I Know Everything. And you can find out all about this stuff at enchantedself.com. That's one word, enchantedself.com. That's my website. And Martha, go ahead.
Oh, yes. Well, Barbara, I don't like to toot my own horn.
But you must.
I don't need to. I think people, we have different philosophies, but I do have a website that will be dramatically improved after the first of the year, but for now it's www.marthatrowbridge.org. That's TROWBRIDGE, marthatrowbridge.org. So thanks, and I wish everybody a happy holiday season.
Bye for now.
Thank you very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio, Inc. You have just listened to Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein and Martha Trowbridge in Happiness for Women Only. And if you want to hear this all over again, go over to http://internetvoicesradio.com on Archives, which is on the left-hand side of the page. Click it, and you will see a list of names. Dr. Barbara Becker is there, so please look at that. Or go to the right-hand side of the page where it says Silver Host. And again, you can find Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein's webpage there, and you can go over there, so you get two for the price of one. PIVTR, whether providing you with the advice of experts or giving a voice to the average person who would not otherwise be heard. PIVTR emphasizes quality and enriching programs for our listeners' enjoyment. And before you stray for the day, Dee Breston says, I cannot count the number of times I have been strengthened by another woman's heartfelt hug, appreciative note, surprise gift, or caring questions. My friends are an oasis to me, encouraging me to go on. They are essential to my well-being. Thank you very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio this afternoon. That's it for our live programming. The rest runs until 11 o'clock tonight. Saturday we take the day off. Computers are like that, you know. And then we start up again on Sunday. On Tuesday, we're running a special program, the 3 to 4 p.m. with Dr. Cole and Toys for Tots. So please come and join us on that day. And then on the 25th of December, we're having a stocking stuffer day. So if you're an author or a musician or an artist and you want to have free promotion for your book for 15 minutes, the number to call is 916-558-7514, PIN number 924920, pound key. The phone lines will open at 11 that day and will not close up until 11 p.m. that evening, and it's live programming, no recording. So I'll just open up the room, and if you got something to say or promote, you've got your 15 minutes of fame, and then please go so other people can also have this opportunity. Thank you very much. Have a smashing weekend. If you're in the area where the snow is coming, happy digging. And if you're in the area where you still can go surfing, watch out for the sharks. And for the rest of us, have a great weekend. Thank you all very much for listening. And remember, keep listening. Thank you.